filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to episode 27 of Hacker Voice Radio. The time is currently 21:03 on the 15th of September 2005, and we've been troubleshooting some call-in function to our website. Hello, who are we joined by today?
I am the Bishop Desmond Tutu.
I am Mumbasu Umbatu of the second region of Zimbabwe. I would like to do interesting financial deal with you. I have many thousands of millions of US dollars to send to a designated a business account under your control, of which I will transfer 6 million US dollars, and you can take 12% and pass the rest on to my good friend who is dying in Zimbabwe.
I simply need $5,000 to fill up work and get the ball rolling. This is the financial opportunity of a lifetime.
Please send me full details of the account, including your driving license and your passport. You can fax me to number and everything. We can sort this out. I remind you that this is a risk-free transaction, and please do not tell anyone. It's high confidentiality.
Besides, it needs to be done quickly.
Yes.
Deadline for doing it is in 1 week, so we must get the ball rolling now if you want your millions and millions of US dollars.
Well, that was an unexpected start to the show.
Nice little tangent there.
Yes.
If you ever receive an email that sounds anything like what you just heard here,
please reply immediately.
Send the check post haste.
Yes.
No. This is how we're funding the show.
To Hacker Voice Radio. 76 Zimbabwe Close.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Yeah.
The funny thing is everything that I've been signing up for, like any kind of account or anything,
yeah,
for Hacker Voice Radio, I always list the address as the address for the BT Tower. And I think the name on our Free World Dial-Up account is Martin McNubish. Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Okay. Any news?
Downs business. News. Not as such. Let's see. I did have an interesting question today.
Okay.
From somebody that I was meeting through my job. They were interested in knowing how quantum encryption works.
How did they find that?
And though I actually didn't have the time to even begin to go into it, and then I realized I don't really have such a huge grasp of how it actually works, nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
But I've been looking into it, and it's actually quite a fascinating little field there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit beyond my mathematical conceptions, but apparently it actually uses protons and proton accelerators with predicted paths using multiple dimensions.
Right.
To be able to create a nearly infinite number of predictions for the same piece of data.
Okay.
Very, very odd. I still haven't figured out how it references them so it knows what it's looking at.
Yeah. Which dimension do you want to set up your password for? If you remember that past show, where we did touch upon this.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
So I'm hearing some sound problems from our listeners. Not good.
Sound problems?
Yeah.
Oh, very quiet.
Stream...
Could it be that he needs to restart the stream?
It sounds like the stream is going through okay. Maybe you just want to kick the stream back in action. Sometimes he just goes very, very, like, or, like, really, really fast. It might be because of that.
Sometimes it gets really quiet for me.
Yeah.
And then when I reconnect, it's normal volume.
Yeah.
I will not be pushed. File. I will not be
pushed. I'm just getting quite a lot of breakup on this end.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. Same shit as last night.
I think it's because of my connection speed. It's still at 2 meg.
Has it been dropped down again?
Yeah. I never got the chance to restart my router. As soon as I got home, we got kicked into this trying to debug this thing. So I needed a connection.
Cool.
So, I'm sorry, guys.
Damn me and my innovation.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When you push the envelope so far...
Yeah, if you push it hard enough, it's gonna break.
Are we still talking about envelopes?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm pretty sure I'm a member of a website where their tagline is, if you push it hard enough, it'll break.
Really?
Over 18s only.
I'm sure you are.
Planet, what have I told you about paying for your porn?
Oh, damn it, man, you're right.
No reason.
So, any news from you, Planet? Because I've just been so busy and I've had such a horrible day at work that I haven't had a chance or time to do any research.
I've actually had kind of the opposite day of you.
Right.
By the sounds of it.
Yeah.
I had fuck all to do, so I basically scoured the net for news stories which would be interesting to ourselves and to our listeners. And I came up with fuck all.
Right.
I mean, honestly, there's about 5 hours web browsing of the usual places I kind of trawl.
Yeah.
And there was just nothing really worth talking about.
Okay.
But on the way home, on the local news radio...
Right.
There was a story which interested me greatly, which is this. Our good friend Charles Clark, who we've talked about before on the show, the man who lives near the fetish club,
That's
the fella, he wants to change the law again.
Right.
Now, what he wants to do is change the amount of time the police can hold a terrorist suspect.
Right.
At the moment, it's 14 days, 2 weeks. If you're suspected, not proved, if you're suspected of being a terrorist, they can hold you without charge for 14 days at the moment. Now, Charles Clark says that's not good enough. We need to increase it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to increase it to 3 months.
Wow.
This guy is fucking sniffing something. I mean, he's on the glue or he's on the fucking magic marker pens or I don't know what he's on, but the guy's off his fucking rocker. 3 months for being a suspect. You know. Sorry?
We can come up with a fair compromise here. I say it's absolutely acceptable to hold a person for 3 months, so long as the necessity of actually being able to arrest somebody means that you can prove they did something wrong.
Yeah,
if you've got your proof, then go nuts and, you know, fucking arrest them and then prove your case in court. But just because you suspect somebody might be a terrorist, you know, they're just going to use this as the blanket kind of get-out clause for everything. It's like, oh, well, we think you might have done something, we don't know what, so we're just going to charge you under the anti-terrorism laws and hold you for 3 months.
Yeah.
Now, you can either sit here in the interrogation room for the next 2 months and 3 weeks, or you can fucking confess and, you know, we'll cut a deal or something like that. It's just, it's crazy. it's bloody nuts, to be honest. Because I think if you're suspected of a crime, you'll get 24 or 48 hours on just suspect. You know, I suspect you of having done a burglary. Therefore, we can arrest you on suspicion.
Yeah, they arrest you straight. That's what we were talking about yesterday, is that they will say, they will put you on arrest straight away. So, you know, no questions asked.
Yeah, suspicion of burglary, murder, whatever the crime was, of fraud or, you know, something simple like that, then you've got a very small kind of window to actually get the proof and turn it from a suspicion into a genuine case, where you have something to back it up, not just, oh, I've got a funny feeling about this guy, I don't think he looks right, you know, he's a bit weird. But with the terrorism ones, at the minute, it's 2 weeks, which is bloody long, and Charles Clark wants to turn it into 3 months.
Sure.
This is insane. I mean, if they're using it on people, they have at least something to base it on. Like, oh, here's this guy, he's been making bombs in his basement for the last 2 years. We suspect he's a terrorist. Yeah, well, I suspect it too, pal. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But just... given them this amount of power, they're just going to abuse it, and just people they can't prove anything against are going to say, oh, well, we suspect you of terrorism, therefore we've got 3 months, we can take our time, and, you know, eventually maybe something will turn up, and if not, your life's fucked anyway. I mean, imagine that, spending 3 months in prison for being suspected of something. Who's going to pay the bills? You know, your income's just gone down to zero.
Sure.
Your entire life's just been fucking turned upside down. That's insane.
Yeah.
Ruined. Literally ruined.
Just to cut this a little bit here, Ionix, is it at all possible for your volume to be turned up any higher? Or is that impossible?
No, my friend. On my end, my volume is... cracked.
Okay, because they're saying that you're coming out to
an electric hardwired telephone with the voice as high as possible.
All right, never mind.
They're so heavy. Could you call me back? Perhaps the connection would be better. Or I could call you. Although that'd probably kill Skype.
Yeah, no, fuck it. Don't worry about it. I just worked something out. Even if I was going to use my laptop to do a separated conference, I would need to pull another output into my laptop so that you could hear me speaking to you.
It would have to be input-output deal.
Which is going to be a bit tricky, so I'm not going to attempt anything mid-show, otherwise it just still fall over.
Yeah, mid-show's not the time.
Yeah. Sorry, as you were saying about...
Right, that's pretty unreal. I mean, 3 months is a very, very long time. You could lose everything. You know, your job, your woman, your apartment.
Sure.
Yeah. Your entire life could be fucked in that that amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks, 14 days is long enough. But 3 months, jeez.
Yeah. It's not good.
There's nothing illegal about making bombs in your basement, though. No, it's illegal to blow them up, but...
I mean, I think whatever you do in the privacy of your own home should be for you only. I mean, if you want to make a bomb for your own amusement, then fucking go ahead and do it. Doesn't mean you're going to be a terrorist.
Pyrotechnicians make a lot of money doing that
sort of thing. So are they terrorists?
I don't know. They light off fireworks on the 4th of July. I certainly hope not.
See, this is the problem. It's such a fine line between what exactly is a terrorist until they actually go and blow themselves up. And then it's too late. Mm. It's like, oh, well, that guy obviously was a terrorist because he's just gone and done a suicide bomb. Sure. So now we don't have any doubts. Mm. But, you know, there are kind of legit reasons to have explosives, like, say, pyrotechnicians. Yeah. I think demolitionists as well, that's true. I think if you have some guy living in a flat who's buying in a lot and a lot and a lot of TNT or whatever the hell they're using, then that's grounds for suspicion. You know. you check out his background, he's working in the post office. You know, he's not really a pyrotechnician or a demolitionist or anything like that. But then, maybe.
Jim.
So, it's such a weird grey area. That's why I go on about it so much, is it's going to be so bloody hard to figure out who are the bad guys and who are just the normal guys, that I think a lot of the normal guys are going to get pulled in, because they've got these great big wide powers now where they can do anything they want, and they can kick your door in and just say, look, we suspect you of being a terrorist, you come in with us until you prove otherwise. You prove you're an okay guy and you're not a terrorist. That's not the way around it's meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
That's pretty horrible. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing. I think one of the problems with it is that they really don't specify, you know, what criteria they base suspected terrorists on.
Oh, because it's just so, it's so broad that it could be anything. It could just be nothing at all. They don't even have to prove, or they don't have to give any proof at all why they, where they suspect you.
No, they don't even need warrants.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to go to a judge at all anymore.
So the government has taken 100% control over your rights and liberties.
Well, they're trying to. Yeah. There was another part of this. Sorry, I'm talking over on it. Sorry, man, carry on.
I just said they're being very successful at it. The biggest problems are is that we're waging a war on an idea. It reminds me of the Cold War, in that we could have stomped out every communist nation, every communist on the face of the earth, but we would never be able to stop communism, the idea. That's the power of an idea. Once it's thought, once it's spread, it cannot be destroyed. It still exists.
Yeah.
It can be forgotten, but it still exists. Fighting a war on an idea. And I think that perhaps it might be a better idea in preventing terrorism, rather than trying to track down and kill people and imprison our own populace, maybe we should just stop, like, making people want to blow us up.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, get to the root of the matter, get to the root of the issue. I mean, we've had IRA terrorist bombings for years. We've had that threat, and nowhere along the line did we ever have to give up our rights, our liberties.
Yeah, that's true.
When did that suddenly change? That, you know, they say that times have changed, that things have changed, the world has changed. It hasn't. We've had terrorists for many, many decades, yeah? We've had the RA for a long time, okay? And those are some hardcore bastards. And that hasn't changed at all. What's changed? Tell me. Nothing. Not as far as I can see.
No, you're right, mate. There's another piece of this news story when I was driving home. And I really wish that I'd found it on the internet, that it had actually been written down rather than something I just kind of heard on the radio and had to memorize. This is something I meant to say at the start with the rest of the story, was... as part of the news story, they interviewed a guy from Cranfield University. He's a professor there. You know, I'd really like to quote the guy's name and give credit to the bloke who actually said it, but I can't bloody remember it. Anyway, what he was saying was when the London Underground bombs went off, Tony Blair came out and he said, "Terrorists will not win by doing things like this. We refuse to change our way of life." You know, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but Tony Blair basically said, "We will not."
Whoa.
And, you know, those guys can go fuck themselves. But, and then the guy was saying, you know, Tony Blair said this, and yet now, today, Charles Clarke is trying to change the law because of terrorist threats. And this is what he's quoting it all on. Sure. You know, it's like, oh, terrorist threats, they've increased. You know, there's the London bombings. Therefore, we have to imprison terrorist suspects for up to 3 months without charging them. So it's total double standard. You know? They're saying one thing and doing another, and fucking bastards. This is why you can't trust them.
Isn't that bureaucracy in a nutshell?
Yeah.
And if we want to take a historical perspective about this, and about terrorism, like as a whole, I mean, even the Romans, with the occupation of Judea, we're seeing terrorist acts. I mean, it seems to come hand in hand with an imperialist nature. They certainly did. Right.
Yeah, it's just... You think how we'll be able to stop this? It's kind of depressing when you see how powerful they've got and where their fingers are, which buttons they're pressing.
Yeah. It also makes me wonder how much of a component of this is bigoted.
Yeah.
You know, like the IRA, it can wage all-out war, you know, for over two decades.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody from a different religion, you know, different part of the world, different skin tone, that sort of thing, is doing the same thing, and it becomes a much, much bigger deal.
Sure. Some big issues there, big issues.
Big issue!
Big issue! 20p, Mike! what I want to say is tomorrow is going to be Hacker Voice meeting. I'll be at Trocadero, so listen up, people. From 6pm onwards to 7:30, waiting for anyone who wants to come along. The aim of the meeting is to discuss what people want for the 7th and 8th of October. And we'll be discussing all those kind of things. So let me know if you want to come or whatever. I'll be there anyway, so yeah.
If you can't attend, then please feel free to contact us by all the usual methods. Email into radio@hackervoice.co.uk, or you can call in when that's working.
Bill
Lyle's been debugging it with Ionic, so yeah. I don't know what the status is on that, but
yeah.
Check out the website and all the details are on there. Sure. hackervoice.co.uk.
I'm getting that bitch to work before I go to sleep tonight. I don't care if I have to have a contact. Okay, and then forward it to the normal Hacker Voice radio through my home network. That shit is gonna work.
Yeah,
I can't even describe to you how pissed off I am that after the number of hours of work that I put in the past couple of days setting this up, that I could get it to work, but just once and not with the right phone number.
Also, I was meant to talk about Microsoft Max yesterday's show, but I just kind of got forgotten and overwrapped with other things. Sorry, go ahead.
Before we go into that, I did have a third little news article snippet that I thought was very, very cool.
Go ahead.
It's a little bit stateside here. But NASA has unveiled plans to send 4 astronauts to the moon. We're going back, baby.
Cool.
Of course, slated to take place in 2018.
Okay.
Which I thought was a little bit strange. They plan on spending $100 billion on the project in the next 12 years.
Yeah.
To do something that we achieved, or if you talk to certain people, supposedly achieved.
Yeah. I still don't think it's real. I think it's all faked. I don't think it was physically possible for them to get the amount of oxygen they needed compressed into the air and out there to space. I think it's just ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. If you use CO2 scrubbers and things along those lines, the amount of air that we intake, the oxygen content that we intake, we also exhale a tremendous amount of oxygen.
Sure.
I think that was possible. I mean, I've seen some good evidence you know, that we've kind of dissuaded. I think that a lot of the photographs that they released were seriously doctored.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I gotta believe that we did it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you hope that we did, because otherwise, you know, what's the point?
It's just the American in me. Mm. Although, I think probably the most convincing evidence I've seen have been high-powered satellite telescope images.
Yeah.
That actually showed, like, the craters and the some of the stuff, that, like the Moonlander, the portion of it that we left there.
Yeah.
And that was much more modern.
Sure.
Of course, we kind of scrapped the whole program when we almost killed a bunch of our astronauts attempting it. But, I don't know. I for one, am just a huge proponent of space exploration. Mm. As a matter of fact, I wish to God that over, like, the past 50 or so years, if we had spent on our space program what we spent on our nuclear program, I can only imagine the kind of technology that would have trickled down to consumers by now, beyond how much we would know about the universe.
Yeah. What else was I going to say? I should really write this shit down a little bit before. It's just been like straight away into the debugging, and I kind of, it was like, oh, we're running out of time, we've got to kick the show off. So yeah, what was I gonna say? Yeah, Microsoft Max. I was playing around with that yesterday, played a bit around with it today. I installed WinFX on XP to test out the new GUI. It's fantastic. It looks really nice for about 6 minutes, and then you're like, well, okay, it looks really nice, but it's kind of annoying. Very, very slow. Horribly slow. Very large for a very simple application. It's just like thumbnail databasing. Very slow, very slow. Very small as well for what it should be. You know, it's like... Hello. You just killed off Ionix there for a second. I'm gonna have to call him back. Hello. Scobie. Can you hear us, Scobie? Hello.
Is there anybody there?
Scobie. Ah, fuck you.
So, Microsoft Max.
Yeah, it's very buggy. It doesn't actually work.
Hello?
Yeah, good, you can hear us now.
Hey, Scobe.
Alright.
Sorry, you can blame Scobie now for killing the conference.
Well, you know what? I'm actually very glad that it's not just phone calls that from me that kill it.
Yeah, finally, oh, fuck. What are you doing, Scobie?
He's owning us.
Yeah.
Owning us all.
Yeah, I'm just gonna forget about him.
Well, you could give him a call back.
I could, but that would be too nice of me.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. How am I going to do this now? Okay.
Scobie?
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Okay, don't close anything off now. Don't touch anything. Let's just continue from here.
Okay, but we must.
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would we be debugging?
We were debugging the new call-in system.
Is it working?
Sort of. We managed to get it to work once, and then we thought, right, let's make it better. And now we can't get it to work again.
Shit. Yeah, what we're having trouble doing is actually getting it. We can call me with it, fine. We're trying to set up the client for Belial there. So that when you do go to the web interface and dial the number, it rings him instead of me.
Yeah.
All right. Which would be much more effective, you know, being that he's the one hosting the server and all. But I'm devoted to getting it working tonight. I think I went off for a little while about that a bit earlier.
It's true stuff. It'd be a really great thing you have for the show, but really great.
Yeah, it's nice to see like one of those offhanded sort of ideas just come into fruition.
Yeah.
You know, and I do have to say I have been working pretty hard on it as far as looking at the different ways to do it and what would be the most effective and efficient way that we could do it. But I don't know, it's come along quite nicely, considering it's one of those things that you really don't see.
Sure.
I can't name a single website that I've seen, with the exception of the Free World Dial-Up website that allows you to do echo tests and milliwatt tests on your line using that interface. Anywhere, and certainly not on like a radio show.
Yeah.
Which is kind of odd because it kind of lends itself to it. Some of the limitations that we're looking at right now with it is as it's working, or pseudo-working now, it only works under Internet Explorer in Microsoft. It's just it uses the ActiveX controls to be able to work the whole thing out between the input-output through Free World Dial-Up.
Is there any way to work around that?
What's that?
I said, is there any way at all that we could possibly work around that so that we wouldn't have to use ActiveX controls?
Well, let's see. Yeah, I'm working on that right now, to tell you the truth. What I'm looking at is using Java instead, which would allow us to be able to use it on just about any platform that is Java-enabled. The problem with that is it's fairly specific. And what I'm going for here is the ability to make calls without having to have the user register for any kind of voice over IP access at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were going to have everybody who wanted to call in the show through the web interface register with some kind of voice over IP provider, then we could get something fairly easily with, but then, I mean, why don't we just tell them to download Skype?
Yeah, I know.
You know, it kind of defeats the purpose. And it really, it's that universal nature of the Internet that's sort of pigeonholing us into certain sort of solutions.
Sure.
But I'm thinking right now that if I can find something specifically for Firefox, that should be able to cover Firefox, Netscape, and Internet Explorer. Opera, I'm not terribly worried about, although I really do like the operating system. I'm not worried about, complete and total use of it. So I was thinking that if I do find something for Linux like this, we could probably use it in conjunction with the one for Internet Explorer and just have a separate page for Call the Show. And when that page starts to load, use a JavaScript to determine the browser type and what operating system it's running on and just direct it towards the right thing.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
So,
Planet, are you there? I think we've just lost you there.
Still there, mate.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So what I'm looking at doing is sort of a modular design for the whole function. And right now, the basis for the Internet Explorer under Windows module is almost ironed out.
Mm.
As soon as that gets ironed out, I'm going to start moving on to more and more platforms. And hopefully we'll be able to have some kind of universal system in place within, probably within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
This is hot stuff.
Hopefully.
This is true hacking.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been working on it for a couple of weeks now, and I decided to go with what I thought would be the easiest thing to set up first. Although, when I made that decision, I completely overlooked the fact that I have no way to test it on my own. I was like, let's go ahead and test ActiveX controls under Debian Linux. That's going to work.
What I'm trying to do at the moment is I can see that the stream is actually breaking up, and I'm trying to assign as much CPU priority to different applications so that the whole thing doesn't actually fall over.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you have pretty big upload speed as well, so...
But it looks like it's okay at the moment.
Cool.
All right. This evening, I'm actually going to be talking to somebody about setting us up a virtual asterisk server.
Okay.
That we can use for the show. That will eliminate a lot of the audio, like call dropping problems and things like that. If we can get it up and running. So I'll definitely be giving news about that after I hash it out with whoever I'm going to ask about this.
Cool.
But So doing a bit of intricate work with the voice over IP right now. That's a good thing.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's nice that all these kind of projects are coming up together. And this is something I'm going to be talking about tomorrow with people is what kind of stuff they'd like to see, what kind of stuff they'd like to do on the actual events during the conference, all that kind of stuff. If they wish to see a little bit more hacking, if they want to go talking about security, if they want to talk about practical side of footprinting, fingerprinting, scanning, all this kind of stuff, it's all up to the people, and this is why I want to set up tomorrow to be a guide for the conference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds very good.
What did you just say there? Because everything was just so choppy.
I said tomorrow is going to be like a planning session for the 7th for the conference.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely need to plan that out. If we really want to go to the mill.
What kind of bandwidth are you looking at for having for the conference?
What do you mean?
You said you had access to Wi-Fi there.
We might do. We might have. I'm not sure if we will.
Okay. Will you have internet access of any kind?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was interested and attended via video avatar.
Hmm. Cool.
But you would need. You would need some kind of bandwidth, of course, to be able to connect it. Unless, of course, I'm going to go ahead and, hack CNN satellite. That was a joke.
No. But it would definitely be good if we could get some sort of internet access where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we might be able to. I'll check out the venues first. I've compiled a list of six top venues that we might be looking at. Then what I'll do is I'll either book them or visit them in person and get a little laptop scanning going there. If I can connect straight away, that'd be great. we'll see. And I'll let everyone know what the venue is, what it's called, where it is, but the meeting place will be Trocadero all the time. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Just went a bit quiet there for a second, which I don't like.
Yes, really funny. I can hear Ionics really clearly, but I can't hear Belial at all.
I'm trying to reassign all this stuff to my CPU, and I'm trying to get it working so that everybody can hear me, but now you can't hear me, so it's a case
we need to
of
find something different than Skype, because Skype just takes up way too much CPU at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm.
We'd have to get something that, acts as a server.
Sure.
So it's something along the lines of TeamSpeak, except not TeamSpeak.
Yeah.
Because the sound quality of that is quite limiting.
I'm going to have to call my friend.
So you don't have to, but you can't, you know, accept incoming calls and all that.
I'm going to have to call my friend who actually offered us a space on his Ventrilo server. So I'm going to be taking that offer up, and then we can test that out and see how good it works, and go mm-hmm. with that and kill Skype out completely, because this is just, you know, ridiculous. I think everybody will be quite happy about downloading Ventrilo or running some sort of client application to get a conference going instead of this you know, pain in the ass.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it's time to overcome these problems.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, not to wank us all off, but with our collective IQ,
I think we should be able to figure out definitely something. Yes. Yeah.
Our collective IQ must be at least, well, 50? But yeah, I was going to suggest it earlier, going back to the early ideas we had, because of the problems we had during the pilot kind of scheme, and the ideas we had were basically, let's try out some alternate methods, such as TeamSpeak, such as Ventrilo, and so on and so forth. And Belial says he's got a man in the know who can hook us up with that kind of shit, so that's cool. If not, I'll finance it myself, you know, and at least then we can try it, and if it's shit, we've been down that avenue and we've tried it, and we know that's not the answer. So
no, I'm sure it'll be,
maybe it is.
I'm
you
sure
know.
It'd be better than doing it through Skype like it is now.
Yeah, it is very choppy on my end. But
I just want to say, you know, before we start dropping like some filthy lucre on this, we should probably give some free options.
Oh yeah. I'm always open to the free options.
That's
because
a good point,
we've already
man.
Got the base system implanted here. I mean, we all have voice over IP providers.
Mm.
You know, so it's not like we have to worry about setting that up. It's a matter of getting something to connect us all.
Yeah.
That is going to be fairly lightweight, very powerful, and, you know, is going to work consistently. It's on my list. It's
cool.
definitely on my list.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be an episode tomorrow because of the meeting, so... Yeah.
Over the weekend, we'll have to find some alternative means of, you know, doing the show and test them out over the weekend and see what we'll come up with.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, should be good to play around with. And then, hopefully by, you know, the end of next week, we'll probably have a different solution than Skype.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, we can also explore, you know, Asterix as, a possible means of doing the show.
Mm.
I mean, I've been waiting for an excuse to play around with this for a while, so I'll try and play around with that. And I know Ionix has been trying to play around with Asterix at home as well.
Yeah, so.
It would definitely be best. The interesting thing that I'm trying to do right now is have an Asterix server basically put up for us on somebody else's server. So nobody has to worry about reformatting their hard drive and installing like an Asterisk server on just one computer.
Mm.
It'll be like on a rack mount server, probably in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And we'll be able to command it from anywhere in the world.
Nice.
And do it that way, because I don't think the bandwidth is our issue.
No.
I know that you've got a really fat pipe. I've got a decent connection running here.
Yeah.
The SCOBY is running a decent connection.
No, I don't think speed is an issue. I think it's Skype is that's the issue. It's just CPU intensive at the moment, so much so that it's blocking out the other applications. That's why everything is choppy or fails or people can't hear the stream. Skype is actually the root of the issue so far.
Yeah, Skype was actually designed for one-on-one conversations, you know, not like hosting four people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, So I think we've really pushed Sky to its limit.
I think we
should actually contact them and ask them what they're actually trying to do for conference calls with three or more people in it.
With good
qualities. I mean, it'd be interesting to get their feedback from it.
Definitely. I think we have tested the limits of Skype.
Time and time again.
You might want to send that email to eBay. They own Skype now.
Yes, exactly. I'd just like to apologize to everyone at the moment. I've pushed my CPU as far as I can so far, and there's not much I can do apart from trying to overclock it on the fly, and I don't think that's a good idea.
No, that's not right.
No.
It'll go bang.
Yeah. It's already... what's the speed now? Where my CPU is at 3 gigahertz at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah. And I can't push it anymore without doing some serious tinkering to the front side bus.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's more than the combined processing power of all the computers in my apartment. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's water cooled.
I think my inferiority complex is kicking in.
Speaking of the show tomorrow, when the mid-meet is going on,
yeah,
I won't be able to attend the mid-meet, as you know.
No, I know you won't.
So, if you like, drop me the details for the stream, and I can try and pull something off.
Well, one of your own private...
Yeah, me pulling myself off is what I had in mind for an hour.
Well, what's going to have to happen is if you do want to do that,
I can try.
I mean, the thing is, the issue with that is if you do want to do that, I have to kill the stream in time for you to pick it up. You can't have two connections at the same time to the stream server.
So it means
having no live feed the whole day until you pick up the connection, or me after work heading home, killing the server, and then going back home, or me calling my mum to kill the server.
Sounds like it's more hassle than it's worth.
No, it's fine. If you, I don't want us, people to not have a show. So if you want to do that, then I'll arrange something.
Put open access. Put open. You connect to it through Windows.
I do. Yeah.
Put open SSH for Windows.
Yeah.
On your box, and then before you leave work, just SSH into your box and kill the process.
Remotely do it.
Yeah.
I did think about that, but I didn't want to open up any connections through my firewall. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Don't open up anything you don't need. Exactly. Basically.
So what I'll do is I'll arrange it for you.
You could use the scheduler.
Yeah, I could schedule it to kill the process.
Ah.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Let me know. It's an option.
I will do. Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got your home number anyway, so.
Yeah, against my will.
Yeah. I think we figured out that you might not enjoy us calling you, so we kind of stopped doing that.
generally, I don't answer the phone anyway.
Planet, if you like, I can hop on the show tomorrow if you can wait for me to get home from work.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I can do it.
Are you on the Skype or the G-Talk, the Google Talk?
Google Talk would be probably better if you have Google Talk.
We'll try that. We'll swap some docs during the day and... Sure. See what we can do. Yeah.
Cool.
Fuck it.
What was I going to say? Yeah, that's fine. I'll arrange that for you so it kills at a certain time. And then you can take control of the server.
Cool, man.
Do record it so that we can have a record of what's happened and I can post it up as an episode, an official episode.
That's a good point. I need to figure out how to do that. Yeah. But that's not a problem. I'll figure something out.
Cool. Okay.
Audacity and a large hard drive.
Yeah.
I've got several large hard drives. They're just all full of porn.
Oh.
tournament.
I know where my priorities lie.
I can just, like, see the show tomorrow going to, like, 100% porn content.
Yeah.
Porn content.
Now, the filthy woman shall take over the stream.
Instead of music in the background, I'll just have random porn kind of soundtracks.
Yeah.
Oh!
Why not?
Oh!
Do not tempt him.
Wow!
Chaka-wow, wow, wow! Ooh, baby!
You know what I'll do? I could plug in my guitar with the wah-wah pedal.
Yeah, wow-wow-wow-wow-wow-wow-wow-wow.
I really wish I could play the guitar, then I could do that kind of shit live.
Yeah. Hey, why not? Maybe one episode we can have another jam session where everybody's got their guitar.
Hell yeah!
I love that.
We rock.
That was really good, and it was, you know, it was just an ad hoc moment.
That was a really good show. I wish I had been on that.
Yeah.
That was just some funny stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, did we ever call the MPAA?
No, we never got around to that, no.
Oh.
Should I call them just then?
Oh, fuck off. I'm not touching Skype, man.
No, yeah. I can do it on a conference call here.
Okay, give that a go then.
Run it up?
Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left, so we might as well try it.
Right, hang on, I'll just track down the docs. MPA phone number. Ionix, did you post in the forums the number?
Yeah, it's in the forums under the interesting numbers thread.
Yeah, okay, I'll get it from now. Get it to you.
Hey, aren't the forums useful?
Yes, they are.
I'm glad that more people are starting to use them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have, for any listener out there, I have a little thing that I will happily do. If you send me a picture of yourself, I will send you back a highly edited photograph making you look entirely badass.
Like you did for me.
That peck of blue was really good.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you like that?
That was cool.
I'm going to call them, okay?
I'm telling you, the GIMP isn't English. Oh.
Just...
And he's blocked us off.
Good.
Yay!
I'm telling you, GIMP is an incredibly powerful imaging editing tool.
Alright, I've called
Nikki.
Just...
Zip.
It should be dragging. Sometime soon. Ring, you fucking bastard.
Really?
Ring, ring. Banana phone. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Banana phone.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, I've tried it again.
What are you doing this through?
What?
What are you doing this through?
My phone.
Ah, okay.
And it doesn't appear to be ringing.
Oh. Oh, well.
Son of a bitch.
Never mind.
Story of our lives.
Right, well, I need to kind of hang up their call, so... Hang on.
Okay. Feels weird to be put on hold on this side of the conference anyway. A critical error has occurred. Skype.
Hello.
Shit. Oh, Skype, you bastards.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Ah, damn!
You weren't calling me, though.
No, I know. Somebody was calling me. Skype was calling me, but... Skype crapped out.
I actually picked up my normal phone just for comic effect, but that doesn't really work on the radio.
No, because I can't see you.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with a fucking phone handset going, hello?
Yeah.
Thinking I'm funny, but yeah.
Loser.
Doesn't work.
Loner.
Whatever, girlfriend.
So, what shall we do for a closing music thingy thing?
I'm always stumped because I don't know what you've got in your crazy library of MP3s. What do you reckon? Pick something at random.
I don't even know myself.
How about a bit of Elton John?
Maybe. Maybe, just maybe. We can have some Elton John.
I'm a rocket man.
Or we can hear ourselves for the past 8 seconds talking backwards.
Any hidden messages there?
Maybe. I might do that one show, just
what, play backwards over the stream?
Yeah.
Death to the infidels! Oh, Christ.
Yeah,
that would be in some fucking trouble then.
That would be really fucked up, yeah. And, Napster wants me to reboot everything. Yeah, that'll work. Right. Oh, what are they? You're right, we're respecting the West Manor. Hey, fast off, feed you, Reba.
Now the worst nick off, Mr. Reba.
You
know what? I think I sound better backwards than I do forwards.
Yeah. I'm just gonna, encrypt your stream so that it's backwards.
I kind of like my accent that way.
Yeah, you know. rewrite the codec so that it streams everything backwards.
What do you think, planet?
Ah, yeah, of course.
Probably makes more sense than the shit I say anyway, so...
No, don't be so down on yourself. Man.
I know, I'm my own worst critic. Yeah. No, no. By the way, if there are any UK listeners listening to this right now, mm-hmm. and you have access to the wonderful invention called the television,
wow.
then tune it into Channel 5. Because at 10:10 tonight, there's a show called House, which stars Hugh Laurie, and it is flipping fantastic. Mm-hmm. Trust me on this. I first saw this in the UK. I didn't like it. I thought it was crap. I went over to the States, and while I was there, I had a bitching hangover one day, and I stayed in the hotel rather than going out. And they had a mini marathon of this show on, so it was like 4 episodes back to back, and the minute I tuned in, I was just hooked.
Cool.
I actually bought the DVD box set in the States because this show is so flipping good. That is my recommendation to you listeners. Take it if you want it.
Cool.
But 10:10 on Channel 5 House.
Okay.
Check it out.
Excellent. So we'll close off with some Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to this extremely buggy, extremely unprepared episode. I'll catch everyone tomorrow at 6 to 7:30 at Trocadero. Good night.
Take care, people.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily have. No, it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.